We're talking all this morning about Jerry Garcia has not been with us for 15 years, died 15
That's
years
That's kind of an amazing thing, isn't it?
The jams have gone on there with the Grateful Dead, and in a sense, which is our next story, the internet is a lot like a Grateful Dead concert. It is.
Okay, you're going to have to explain that.
Well, there's a band up on stage, right?
But right.
The difference between the fans and the band is kind of blurred there if you've been to those concerts. I mean, you may or may not know it, but the Grateful Dead's notion of content without copyrights, open source music, an equal playing field for all musicians predicts going on now over how the internet is going to be regulated.
Okay, all right.
I mean, yeah, all right, it actually makes it level playing field. Net neutrality, I know you understand this, right. Celeste, means that whether you're operating a multi-billion-dollar company or you're just a writer who has a blog, no website should be able to deliver its content faster than another. But there's a deal brewing between two multi-billion-dollar players which could change all of that forever. For more, we're joined by John Abel, New York Bureau Chief for Wired.com. John, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
First of all, how is this deal and who are the players going to affect the net neutrality?
Well, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. We don't know what the deal is. We don't know if there's a deal. We don't know what it sort of involves. But the New York Times report was that Google and Verizon were talking about something in which Google would basically say we're not opposed to the idea of fast laning. We're not opposed to something which would be anti-net neutrality.
And well, fast laning means
that would be enormous.
Fast laning means giving an advantage to companies that are internet service providers who have a larger presence on the web over someone with, say, a little personal blog.
Correct. In return for money. Exactly right.
Right. Right. All right. Listen here. Here's Alaska Senator Ted Stevens, who headed the Senate committee charged with all of this regulation.
The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
Were you aware of that, John? Series of tubes there?
Yeah. Yes, I watch the tubes often.
All right, I played that just to give you a sense of it. Seems to me that with that kind of mentality in the Senate, that the regulators really are in a position to run roughshod over the Washington regulators here. What do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of danger involved here about too much regulation and too little. The problem that regulators and, frankly, a lot of us get into is that we don't try and match up new technologies with what old technologies are. We don't try to find the commonalities. What the FCC is trying to do is to say that the internet is really like the phone company. It is not an information service.
It's a common carrier.
It doesn't provide content itself. It merely is a conveyance of it. And if you define it as sort of like that way, then you say, well, it's sort of neutral. It is neutral. The definition of that is neutral.
And in fact, if the FCC defines the internet as a common carrier, there are laws that go back to the railroads that govern how you would sort of enforce a kind of monopoly of distribution.
Exactly right. And what the Bush administration did was to take it away from that and put it into another category. And the FCC, after a very bad ruling as far as net neutrality goes, said, well, you know, we're going back to the information service definition, which then allows us to do things like, say, you cannot do anti-net neutrality stuff.
Now, Google, of course, is famously like standing up to the Chinese
Don't
to prevent
evil,
them
yeah.
from controlling aspects of the internet. How come they're involved in a backroom deal, according to the New York Times, with Verizon to maybe transform things here in the United States?
Well, I mean, no disrespect to the New York Times or Edward Wyatt, but We have two sort of positions here which don't square yet, and a lot of room for what may be a third sort of possibility. We simply don't know. But it is true that even if Google said we are not going to publicly oppose stances which are against net neutrality, that would be seen as a loss of innocence, to say the least.
And the fact that a deal is going on sort of belies the notion that Barack Obama is all for net neutrality. What do you make of his campaign pledge?
Well, I'm not sure that Obama is involved in any sort of talks between Google and Verizon. The FCC, his FCC, if you want to put it that way, is being very sort of aggressive about trying to find a way in order to enforce the way we do things so that net neutrality survives, perseveres.
Hmm. So, John, what do you make of this internet is like a Grateful Dead concert comparison? You going with that, or you think I'm nuts?
Well, see, this is just what I was saying before. We never try and find the analogs from old things. That's the best one I've ever heard.
Awesome. All right, John Abel, New York Bureau Chief for Wired.com. Thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.